I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Ree Drummond. I'm a writer, blogger, photographer, mother, and I'm an accidental country girl. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch. It's all about old friends, good times, and the long overdue reunion of our investment club. It's been 10 years since our last get-together, so we're celebrating with a Tex-Mex feast at our fearless leader, Kathy's place in town. I'm taking delicious chicken tortilla soup and cheesy jalapeno cornbread. Delicious. For dessert, I'm baking the Mexican classic, a tres leches cake. Then, of course, there have to be cocktails, so it's blackberry margaritas all around. This sounds like a recipe for a great party. Welcome to my frontier. Many, many years ago, my friends and I had an investment club. Now, we eventually had to disband because we got busy with our kids and our lives, but we're going to have a reunion. It's been 10 years since we last got together as a club. My friend Kathy used to host the meetings, so she's going to host the reunion, and I told her I'd bring the food. I'm going with the Tex-Mex theme, and I'm making tres leches cake for dessert, which happens to be probably my all-time favorite dessert. The cake starts with a cup of flour, and I'll measure in 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, and then 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And I'll just whisk the dry ingredients together. Now, I separated 5 eggs, so I'll put the yolks into the mixer, and then I'll add 3/4 cup of sugar. Now, I'll mix the yolks and the sugar together. I want them to get really nice and pale yellow. The official name of our investment club was WOW Investment League. We live in Osage County, so we were Osage women, and the W at the beginning changed depending on what day it was. Sometimes we were wild Osage women. Sometimes we were wacky Osage women. We did get together and invest money. We had dues and we'd research stocks, invest from time to time, but really it was just an excuse to have fun together. Okay, the yolks look great, really nice and pale. All right, then I'll drizzle in 1/3 cup of whole milk and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Okay, now I'll mix this together. Okay, now I'm gonna pour the wet mixture over the dry ingredients. And I'm just gonna stir it gently when I pour it in. You have to be a little bit gentle with this cake. And the cake has a few steps to it, but I have never made it and not felt like it was completely worth it. It is delicious. Okay, I'll just stir that up. It doesn't have to be perfectly mixed together. Okay, now, I've got the egg whites in a separate mixing bowl, and I'm gonna get these beaten up. The egg whites are responsible for making this a nice light cake, and you want a nice light cake, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. All right, now turn the mixer on high. And while the egg whites are beating, I'll add a quarter cup of sugar. I'm just gonna let these go until they're soft, not stiff peaks, just nice, billowy, soft peaks of egg white. Okay, the egg whites look perfect. All right, now I'll just throw the egg whites right into the bowl. Okay, now it's just about folding this mixture together. You have to take your time, be patient, think about what you have to do later in the day, think about your to-do list. Okay, this is barely combined. Now, I've got a 9x13-inch glass dish, and I sprayed it really well with baking spray. And I'm just gonna pour the batter down the length of the pan. Okay. You know, this reunion tonight is really a group effort. Kathy's hosting, I'm doing the food, and we have a friend, Stephanie, who has a great shop in town, and she's gonna make up t-shirts for everyone. It's gonna be really fun. All right, the top's nice and smooth. Now this is gonna go into a 350-degree oven for about 35 to 40 minutes.
I thought it would be really fun for each of the girls to have a t-shirt to remember our evening by. The shirt is finished now, so I will start putting the names on all of the sleeves.
All right, the cake is baked and totally cooled, so now I'm gonna move on to the fun part. I'm just gonna turn the cake onto this platter. It's a good sized platter, just a little bigger than the dish. Now I've got a fork and I'm just gonna pierce the surface of the cake. No pattern is necessary. I'm just gonna poke as many little holes in the cake as possible. Okay, now the next step is to douse the cake. Tres leches means three milks, and that's exactly what's in here. It's just a 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk mixed with a 12-ounce can of evaporated milk. Then a fourth a cup of heavy cream. I spy three milks. I'm just gonna carefully pour this wonderful creamy mixture all over the surface of the cake. This cake, needless to say, is extremely moist. The cake just sucks it up like a sponge. Okay, got it all on there. Now I'm just gonna let it sit for about 30 minutes to finish absorbing, and then I'm gonna cover the whole thing with cream and cherries. The cream is just softly whipped with 3 tablespoons of sugar. It just gets spread over the top and sides of the cake. And to decorate, maraschino cherries. Perfect. Now I'm just gonna go throw it in the fridge until I leave for the party. Up next, I'm making cheesy jalapeno cornbread and a huge pot of chicken tortilla soup. Then it's blackberry margaritas all around at our long overdue reunion.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
We're having a big reunion of our WOW Investment League. We haven't gotten together in over 10 years, so we're all really looking forward to it. I'm making the food. Tex-Mex is the theme. I'm going to move on to some cheesy jalapeno cornbread. It is so good. I've chopped up a whole onion, and I'm just finishing up two red bell peppers, and I've got some butter going in two separate iron skillets. So I'm going to add half the onion to each one, and a bell pepper to each one, and then a chopped jalapeno goes into each pan. All right, now I'm just going to stir these around. I want to get as much color on the onions and peppers as I can. This reunion is definitely a team effort. Our good friend Stephanie has a shop in town where she makes t-shirts, and she's making a commemorative version for all of us.
I'm gonna put the girls' names on the sleeve of their t-shirt. I'm finishing up Ree's right now, and I think she is going to love this. I think the girls are gonna be really excited when they see their t-shirts all finished.
Okay, the veggies look wonderful. They're nice and soft and dark golden brown. So I'm gonna move on to the cornbread batter. It starts with 2 cups of cornmeal. I like to use yellow cornmeal because I love the color, but you can use white too. All right, and then 1 cup of all-purpose flour. 2 tablespoons of baking powder. This basic cornbread batter is the one my mom always made. And I like to make things my mom always made. And then a good pinch of salt. Then I'll just whisk this together, make sure it's all combined. All right, that's the dry ingredients. Now I'll move on to the wet ingredients. And that starts with 2 cups of buttermilk and 1 cup of whole milk, give or take. You can always splash in more if you need it. And then 2 eggs, I'll just crack them right in. So I'll whisk that together, make sure the eggs are broken up. We used to have so much fun at our investment club meetings. You know, we really didn't take the scientific approach to investing. Basically, we'd just pick a stock that interested us. If we had a pair of jeans we really liked, we'd just invest in that company. It was a lot of fun. All right, now to this mixture, I'll just add 1 teaspoon of baking soda. Whisk it in. And that's the wet ingredients. So I'll just bring the dry ingredients over and stir them as I drizzle in the milk mixture. When I decided I was gonna do Tex-Mex for tonight, it was pretty easy to decide which dishes I was gonna make. I made my favorite cake, I'm gonna make my favorite soup. This is definitely my favorite cornbread, so I'm on a roll. Now I've got 1/2 cup of melted shortening, and I'm just gonna drizzle it in. Gives it a really nice texture. So I'll make sure that's all mixed in. And then the last thing I'm gonna add is 2 cups of grated sharp cheddar. And this is where you can add any kind of cheese you want. I always thought Monterey Jack would be good, pepper jack, anything. All right, now I'll stir in the cheese. Okay, this would be wonderful even by itself, but I'm gonna pour it right into the skillet with the veggies. About 1/2 goes in here, 1/2 in here. I'm gonna scrape this out because this is good stuff right here. All right, now I'm gonna let the cornbread cook on the stovetop for about 1 minute until the crust starts to get crisp, and then I'm gonna pop them in the oven. You know, I was so excited when Kathy offered to host the reunion at her house. She used to do that all the time for our meetings. She really was our fearless leader.
I'm preparing the flowers for our party this evening. It always brings a lot of fun to a party when you have pretty flowers.
Kathy has always been the best hostess. All right, I'm gonna get the cornbread in the oven. They're gonna go into a pretty hot oven, about 425 degrees. I'm gonna let them bake for about 20 to 25 minutes till they're nice and golden brown. I decided to make soup because that's what we always used to have at our meetings, and I'm making chicken tortilla soup, which is one of my absolute favorites. I've already roasted the chicken for the soup. Before I put it in the oven, I coated it with a nice spice mixture. Makes it extra flavorful. It's 3 teaspoons of ground cumin, 2.5 teaspoons of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Then I stirred it all together. I drizzled 2 tablespoons of olive oil over the 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts and sprinkled over 2 teaspoons of the spice mixture. Then I just baked the chicken for 15 to 20 minutes at 375 degrees. I'm gonna dice up the chicken in a bit, but meantime, I'll get started on the soup. Now I've got some olive oil in the pot, about medium heat, and I'm throwing in a large onion and about 6 cloves of minced garlic, a whole red bell pepper, a whole green bell pepper. Now I've got some spice mixture left over from the chicken, and I'm just gonna sprinkle on about 2 tablespoons or so. All right, now I'll just stir this around, and because I wanna give it even a little more spice, I'm gonna sprinkle in some chili powder. Purely optional. All right, now I'm just gonna let the veggies cook. They need to go for about 5 minutes till they start getting nice color and start getting soft. And while that's happening, I'll dice up the chicken. Sometimes I shred the chicken for tortilla soup, but when I use chicken breasts, I really like to dice it up. It dices so neatly. I've had so many tortilla soups at restaurants here and there, and every single one is different. Some have more of a broth base, but this one has a really nice tomato base to it. I'm actually doubling my regular recipe, so this is gonna feed a lot of hungry Investment Club members. All right, now I'm gonna throw all the chicken in. Sometimes when I make taco salads, I use this same spice mixture. All right, now I've got the chicken in there. I'll add in 2 cans of diced tomatoes and chilies. And then I'm gonna add a small can of tomato paste just to give it a really nice tangy tomato base. All right, and now I'm gonna add 2 cartons, total of 8 cups of low sodium chicken broth. Oh, I love this soup. Now I'll just pour in about 4 cups of hot water. I'm just gonna eyeball it just to give it a little more liquid. All right, I'll give it a stir. Soup looks fabulous, but I've still got more to add. I've got 4 regular cans of black beans, and I drained them and rinsed them in the colander. I'm just gonna pour those in. I love black beans. I love everything in this soup. Now I'm gonna add a little bit of a thickener to the soup, about 1/4 cup of cornmeal, and some hot water, just enough to make a paste. As the soup simmers, the cornmeal will start to thicken it a little bit. When we serve the soup tonight, everybody's gonna pile on whatever toppings they want. Kathy's getting those ready for me. All right, now I'm gonna bring the soup to a boil and then just let it simmer for about 20 to 30 minutes. Then I'll pack it up and head to Kathy's.
I'm just gonna get the fixins ready for Ree's soup. Avocados, cilantro, red onions, and sour cream.
All right, food's all packed up, so I'm gonna head off to Kathy's. Now to kick things off, we're gonna have blackberry margaritas. They are so delicious. I'm gonna actually mix them up at Kathy's, but I've already made the puree. I just threw 4 pints of fresh blackberries into a pot with 1/2 cup of sugar and the juice of 1 lime. Then I cooked it for 20 to 25 minutes with the lid on. After that, I poured the mixture through a fine mesh strainer and I forced out as much juice as I could. After that, I just put it in containers, stuck it in the fridge, and chilled it. And for a final touch, when I serve the margaritas, I'm gonna dip the rims of the glasses in a yummy lime sugar. It's just 2 cups of sugar mixed with the zest of 3 limes. Let me tell you, these margaritas are good. And they're pretty and purple. I just love them. I can't wait to get into Kathy's and start blending them. For recipes from this episode, go to foodnetwork.com/pioneerwoman.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I am here with the wonderful Kathy. We're gonna make up some blackberry margaritas for the girls who should be here any minute. So I'm gonna start with a cup of tequila. I'm adding about a half a cup of orange liqueur. And then I'm gonna squeeze in some lime juice. Get about a half a lime in each pitcher. And then I'm gonna go ahead and top off the blenders with ice. All right, I'm pouring this in. I'm too impatient. Top them off. All right, now, because these are blackberry margaritas, I'm gonna add a little extra sugar so they won't be too tart. And then I'm gonna add in the blackberry puree. I don't quite know how much I wanna add yet. We'll see how purple the margaritas are. I'll start with a couple of big scoops. All right, what do you think?
Looks yummy.
You go first.
Okay.
Ooh, here's to our WOW reunion.
What fun.
Should we get the other ones filled up before the girls get here?
Sure.
All right. Oh, I hear girls. Perfect timing.
Hi, how is everybody?
Hi. I have bright purple drinks for everybody. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
I have surprise for you girls.
Ooh.
Cheers for everyone. Cindy?
Kathy, Steph, you did great. Those are so adorable. So who's hungry?
I am. Oh, yeah.
All right, the reunion's so fun. It's so great to see everybody. I'm just gonna finish off the tortilla soup by adding a whole bunch of sliced corn tortillas. So the soup is totally ready. I smell cornbread. I've just been warming it up in the oven. Oh, gosh, that smells good. Time to eat. Here you go, tortilla soup. There's plenty of sour cream and avocado, and Kathy's cutting the cornbread. Oh, it's so much fun, just like old times.
Oh, it's been too long. How long? 10 years?
It has been way too long.
Now we're here.
Well, guys, I really think we need to find another reason to get together. What do you guys think? Do you have any ideas for like a new club we could form, a new club. Purpose?
Dessert club.
Okay. Hey, I have some good news.
Yeah?
The first meeting of our dessert club can now come to order. Oh. Yes. Toast to our dessert club.
To the dessert club.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.